What are you doing, bud?
Checking scores and drinking Diet Sundrop. What are you doing?
Oh, sitting here looking at Joey. What are you doing, Jody?
Sitting here looking at Kyle.
That's what I'm talking about. So how long do you think NC State's been cheating?
As long as gambling's been legal in North Carolina.
Just gonna get it out there. I like it.
They're not cheating. Nobody would help NC State win. Nobody cares about State.
Somebody has enough money to.
No. Sometimes all the forces come together and pull the rope in the same direction.
Right. The Federal Reserve prints a bunch of money so some alumni can pay off the NCAA say, hey, let's make a Cinderella story, sell more tickets and T-shirts.
All right. I'm glad we're back together because we got a lot of things to, fix. So I'm glad everybody's back together. And since we last talked, gambling's legal in North Carolina, according to, what do you call these things? Mobile apps?
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. Okay. So we can do the gambling on our phones. And
that was very articulate. We can do the gambling.
The devil's bidding.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So people can bet legally in North Carolina. And we talked about how much money's been spent gambling so far, which is $198 million.
That was in week one.
On pace for
$7 billion.
North Carolina keeps 18% of that or something, which was...
$240 million.
No, it would end up being $1.2 billion. So that's good. Now, then you said, well, did the lottery help North Carolina? I don't know. We're getting more schools, but I don't know who's paying for
the I got like schools. $500 when I was in college of education lottery money for tuition.
Yeah, when I went to school...
They paid for a book.
When I went to school, this state... did not believe in sin. You know, they didn't gamble, nothing. I mean, nothing.
They still don't believe in it, but the money's too good.
That's right. So everybody
I've been there.
Everybody has a price. That's right. Everybody has a price.
Wait till they see the tax revenue Colorado's getting from marijuana.
So yeah, we'll be doing that next. Yeah, right. Dispensaries. So, but yeah, that's been interesting, and it happened right before the ACC tournament started. Gambling was legal March 11th. The tournament started the next day, the 12th.
Correct.
And that team from West Raleigh you talked about went on a 5-game winning streak.
Wake Forest?
Yeah. Won the ACC title. Beat Duke and Carolina.
On accident.
Well, anyway, they got an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament, and they're the talk of the basketball world. And you believe it's rigged.
100%. How's a team going from being
so bad,
awful,
correct,
to Final Four?
Well, the way they explain it, they finally just all came together. Their roles, they defined roles. They all rowed the boat in the same direction. They did something. And next thing you know, they've won 9 in a row. ACC tournament champions, and now they're in the Final Four. America's darlings.
The NC State Wolfpack. Performance-enhancing drugs.
No! DJ Burns, the poster boy for college basketball. DJ Horn, got all kind of transfers. Middlebrooks, Morsell. Tell you.
So you're meaning to tell me DJ Burns is the poster boy for college basketball?
Right now. Hottest thing going.
Absolutely.
Hottest thing going. The hottest thing. He is the Dale Jr.
That is the form of peak male performance.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter his physical attributes. The country loves him. He is the, I don't know, people just getting behind him. I mean, Jay Billis, he can't explain it. I listen to him on ESPN.com. They just have come together.
I could tell you how to defend him just by, I watched one basketball game in the last 5 years, and that was when they played, what was the last game they just played?
Duke. They just beat Duke.
I watched that game. And I can tell you how to defend that man just by watching one basketball game. He does the same thing. He walks up to the defender, bounces the ball one time, spins in a counterclockwise fashion, and layups the ball.
Yeah. You know, there was another guy that did that a long time ago.
If you're the defender, step left, put hands in air.
Yeah. Dude, don't be giving away trade secrets.
That's right. Don't tell them how to stop him.
It's our fault.
You've done it.
Purdue, call me. I got you.
I'm going to tell you something.
Swear.
There was this guy in the 90s, was 7'2" or something, 305 pounds. He grabbed the ball, and he did this drop step to the basket, and then he proceeded to take you and the ball and anybody else that came along and just dunked it.
That's a foul.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal. Couldn't nobody stop him. They fouled him, grabbed him, hit him.
Hell, you can't stop Shaquille O'Neal now at anything.
No, he's everywhere.
You know he's DJing at EDM festivals?
I've seen those videos. That's
he's great. Also he also makes pizzas at Papa John's.
He's making affordable shoes for kids at Walmart.
He is on NBA Tonight stuff with Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson.
He's shoving himself in Buicks for commercials.
He is everywhere.
Everywhere.
I love it. Last summer, he did a concert at Oriole Park at Camden Yards did, for the Orioles. Right, yeah. And he was DJ Diesel.
Yeah, maybe? That's his EDM
yeah.
name.
Yeah, there you go. He's everywhere, man.
It's insane. He gets up there with a tank top, and he's like, "Is everybody ready?"
That's a pretty good Shaq.
I do. I'm impressed. I love some Shaq. Shaq's cool. Shaqed in a fool. Is that what it's called? Shaqed in a fool? But anyway.
I think Shaquille O'Neal, not LeBron James, should have been the face of the new Space Jam.
Shaquille? Well.
That could have been good.
All I know is for this 15 minutes in time, this country loves NC State.
That's only because everybody put a bunch of money on them to win the Final Four because the odds were insane.
Yep.
Or win the NCAA.
You remember on the SAT when they ask you which does not belong? Connecticut, a 1. Purdue, a 1. Alabama, a 4. NC State, an 11.
It's Alabama.
Okay, cool. It's always Alabama. Yeah, it's they Alabama. Don't belong.
Or UConn.
I honestly believe... I do think State can beat Purdue. I don't think they can beat UConn, but I think they can beat Purdue. I think Burns, you love the big 7'4" Zach Edey. I think Burns can push him around a little bit.
Oh, I agree.
He's a grown man, dude. I think he can push him around. I think he can score on him. I don't think they can stop Edey, but I think State can beat Purdue.
So on my bracket.
I agree and disagree with what you said.
Purdue's got so much choke in them. It's ready to come out. It is ready. I'm telling you.
Settle down. Okay. Settle down. So, can they beat Purdue? Yes. Is Burns going to score on Edey? No.
Okay. Then double team him and throw the ball somewhere else.
Is Edey going to score on Burns?
Most likely. You don't think so?
I don't think he is a lot. He doesn't play well through contact.
Well, then he won't score on Burns. And if they let him play.
To Kyle's point, mm-hmm. Burns is drop step. It's a lot like Hakeem's, right?
Olajuwon, yeah.
Yeah, a lot like him. When he drops steps around Edey, he's not going to get up over him. He's too big, he's too lanky.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your point, he's just got to kick the ball back out, which means...
Horn.
Taylor.
Morsell. Got to hit threes. Yeah.
They got to shoot the ball. If those guys can shoot the ball and they can score in double digits, I think State wins that game.
What's that one kid's name? Like, isn't his name Vomit or something?
It's what?
Who?
What's that one kid's name? It's like Vomit.
For State?
Yeah. Oh,
it's like Vomit.
DR.
Diarrhea.
No, DR. It's not, yeah, DR. Yeah, DR. That's close. Yeah.
I think you just offended an entire country.
That works. Hey.
Was he not from here?
No. I'm just glad that...
Sorry.
I'm just glad State's relevant in basketball for a minute. I've been begging for this day forever.
So I have a perfect bracket. Okay. At the moment.
Oh, and you mean going forward or you picked a perfect
bracket? No, I have picked a perfect bracket.
Okay.
And my you're so stupid. My head-to-head after the Final Four mm-hmm. is Alabama and State.
That's who's going to play in the national title?
Right, and I got State winning.
There you go. You did this before the tournament?
Yeah, I did this right after my birthday. When I was texting y'all if we're doing a bracket.
Mm-hmm. You picked it then?
Yeah. So far, it's perfect.
Do you have that somewhere?
Yeah, it's at the house. Mm-hmm. I could bring it to you.
After the tournament's over next Tuesday, that works. You talk about cheating. Anyway.
So, in all seriousness, there's this kid that I know fairly well in one of our local communities that had one of the last four perfect brackets on ESPN.
Oh, really?
It was really cool. That's cool. He lost it in, I think... The Elite Eight. That's when they lost it.
He picked Duke, didn't he?
I don't remember. I don't know what game he lost it on, but yeah, he made it to the Elite Eight with a perfect bracket along with four other people in America. And then, of course, there's none left now.
That's cool.
That is so hard.
Yeah, they're going to send him some kind of rewards or something.
That's cool. Because of
it, to recognize it.
Did the octopus pick this year?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't followed all that, where they let animals pick and stuff. Yeah,
wasn't there a badger or something that's been picking perfect brackets for years now?
They've let animals swim up to different teams and stuff. That would just take forever to pick that many games.
I don't understand. It's kind of like letting a beaver decide whether spring's over or not.
Is that a beaver?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a groundhog. Yeah.
Same thing.
But now you're starting to pick on Animal Kingdom and all kind of stuff.
What's his name? Sucks the Tawny Pill or something?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Great.
You were close, yeah.
We'll just edit all this later. We'll just edit the entire show.
Nope. We're not. We got state cheating. We've offended a nationality.
What nationality is he?
You've done offended all beavers and groundhogs.
That is true.
I mean, shit.
I'm looking forward to the Final Four, the men's Final Four.
Oh, of course you are. Your team's in it.
Exactly. And you can, this doesn't happen. You know when the last time NC State went to the Final Four?
You've told me, like, 1843, we took a little trip.
No, 1943. I mean, 1983. See, now you got me all messed up. 1983. They haven't won an ACC tournament championship since 87. Oh, the great Jim Valvano was the coach back then. Yeah. The speech I made you listen to earlier, that was Jim Valvano.
Yeah, something about hope and don't dreams.
Don't give up.
And,
don't ever give up. Exactly. Whatever. Hope and dreams. Don't offend that as well.
Well, State gave up until recently.
I don't think they went with the rope-a-dope, you know, where they just quit all season and then
maybe
that's going to win the ACC tournament and win the national title. Wouldn't that be something
if it comes out that they just sandbag all year because they knew the gambling was coming right before the ACC tournament.
And they just decided.
And Kevin Keats dropped like $100,000 on them.
The Pete Rose of the inside of training.
Something special.
That would be something. That'd be something, all right. I don't know if it's special.
Oh, but that would be the best story ever.
Insider trading.
Exactly. We Martha Stewarted the ACC and NCAA tournament.
May I say Shohei Ohtani?
Ooh, that's another issue. You can't tell me. We've been best friends forever.
Shohei Ohtani.
And you are my interpreter. You're my best friend.
Kyle, this is a sports podcast.
He's gambling, and I don't know it. He knew he was gambling. They were both gambling.
So I think you got to give Kyle the background.
He has an interpreter. So now we're back to the, what's the deaf, dumb, blind girl?
No, that's not Helen Keller. Helen Keller did not play baseball.
Well, she had an interpreter. She had a best friend.
Shohei Ohtani, arguably the best player on the face of this planet.
Of?
At least right now, baseball.
Baseball.
Okay. Yes, Major League Baseball player.
He signed the $700 million contract play at the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy. Oh, wow. About $700 million of it's deferred, but that guy.
So he's good at baseball.
He's a pitcher and a hitter. Yeah, he's very, very good.
One may say. Cool. So, Kenny, would you like to enlighten?
Oh, I was starting to look at scores.
I know. I'm trying to keep you on track.
He's the best baseball player on the planet. He might be the best two-way player. He pitches and he hits.
And he's got an interpreter. He don't speak English.
He can speak English if he memorizes it and practices it. But most of the time, just in free speech, he has an interpreter.
Most people who don't speak English, if they memorize and practice it, they could.
Correct. But he does it for, like, award ceremonies and stuff.
Oh, it's like, okay.
So, he is interpreter, apparently. Not that kind of interpreter, but English to Japanese and Japanese to English was found out, I guess, the IRS and FBI's investigating a gambling group in San Diego. California apparently has illegal gambling. You can't do like here.
They were betting on the interpreter to mess up?
Nope. The interpreter just was betting baseball. And Shohei Ohtani somehow paid the gambling group the debt, the $4.5 million. The story was
to get the interpreter out of trouble.
Yeah, the interpreter was gambling. Shohei paid it off. It comes out. The story then changes. In theory, interpreter was gambling. Interpreter stole money from Shohei, best friend, paid off the gambling group. Ohtani's clean. He didn't do anything. He didn't know about it. And he was disgusted that his best friend, in theory, this is all allegedly, stole from him, was gambling, paid him off. Dodgers, Ohtani, fire him. Ohtani is in theory, clean, but it's being looked at. He didn't know about it. Nothing wrong. But now remember, they were best friends, came over to this country together, known each other forever, but he didn't know he was gambling. He didn't know he had this debt. He didn't know he stole from him. Although the day before, Otani had paid the debt off for him, but it turns out he stole the money from Otani, paid off the debt. FBI, IRS, Major League Baseball, all
kinds of
investigating what went on.
So the true tragedy of all of this
is the all-time hits leader.
In my opinion. Okay, that's a tragedy as well. Mm-hmm. But the true tragedy is there is some bookie that just got a $4.5 million payday. And the next day, his door got kicked in by the feds.
I think he went to he went to jail too.
That is an absolute tragedy.
But here's another thing: Bonds paid a guy to continue to lie. He never supplied steroids to him, so that Bonds wouldn't get indicted in the steroid scandal,
allegedly.
And so, there are people that, for money, will lie for people to help be fall guys.
Pretty sure Kyle's one of them.
But anyway, so. Here's the deal. So then Joey sends me a TikTok or an Instagram or a Twitter where Pete Rose goes, damn, I should have had an interpreter. Pete Rose, all-time hits leader in baseball, he gambled. He later admitted he gambled. He didn't gamble, in theory, on the team he played for, but he gambled. Baseball has in every clubhouse, don't gamble. So he's kept out of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Pete Rose.
Yeah, so the best hitter ever, arguably. It's not allowed to be in the Hall of Fame because he gambled.
I'm going to bring this full circle in 1 minute, and you're going to be like, okay.
These are all really dumb rules.
But anyway, today, the best player on the planet in this marketing, advertising world
can't play baseball.
Is caught up in this gambling thing, and they made it go away.
And it's still playing baseball.
And it's still playing baseball. Yet. And it's like
so the Japanese guy is still playing baseball.
Yeah, swept under the rug. He's the face of baseball. He's on all the commercials, man. I mean, he's the new Mike Trout, the new Aaron Judge, the new.
You know what would make it better? Is if he was on a FanDuel commercial.
Oh, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rubbing it in everybody's face.
That would be incredible.
A bunch of, yeah.
Or like MGM or Caesars or something.
Yeah.
We'll put Calvin Ridley on one too.
So to your point, I don't think State has been paid or cheated to get to the Final Four. I think you can have a stroke of luck and a hot streak in Vegas. You can have it on the basketball court. You can have it anywhere, and that's what's happened. Is it going to run out by Monday? We'll see. That's all.
It all depends on who the NCAA is determined should win.
I've tried to argue with Joey that some sports are predetermined and Vegas is paying some people to make sure it works that way. We've seen the Tim Donaghy, the NBA official who got tied up in a gambling scandal. When you put money on anything, corruption can follow, i.e. government.
Exactly.
Sports.
Because if it was all based off faith and luck and hope and dreams and don't quit trying and blah, 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 Colgate would have won the NCAA championship at some point.
No.
There have been some incredibly bad sports programs, right, that aren't going to win.
That you can have streaks of luck.
Okay, hold on a second. If it's predetermined, then Iowa will win the women's NCAA tournament.
Ah, I certainly hope so.
I don't think so.
This country is pro Caitlin Clark right now.
Is she
she's
trans?
Everywhere. She knows she's the women's basketball player that's so good.
Or it's just everybody loves her.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good basketball player. And she kind of got disrespected a little bit in the championship game last year by LSU. She just dropped 41 on LSU the other night to get to the Final Four. UConn's next.
Okay, but what better story?
And oh, by the way, guess who else is in the women's Final Four?
You got to think. This is a TV show.
This is not a TV show.
Yes, it is.
It's what reality TV.
Yeah, but what better story than NC State men's
and women in the Final Four?
Hold on. NC State men's wins the championship.
That'd be awesome.
Right? NC State women's wins the championship.
Be awesome. Reality TV.
Caitlyn Jenner or whatever her name
Clark,
is.
Clark. Not even close, but yeah.
Whatever. Is heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
and comes back and wins it for him next year.
No, she's going to go to the WNBA.
Yes.
She might play with the men this summer in the Big Three, Ice Cube's basketball league, for $5 million. $10 weeks or something of basketball. $5 million.
She loses. The country's heart's broken for her. But then you have the princess story of NC State winning both men's and women's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it
what
just
a story it does overrides that sell? That.
Yeah. But they can't go wrong. If Iowa wins it, Caitlin Clark wins a national title. Everybody's excited. NC State's men win. Very neat story. Very neat story. UConn, same old, same old. They absolutely beat the brakes off San Diego State last year in the national title. And they destroyed some teams in the tournament this year.
The NCAA as a foundation was losing money. They had to find some way.
Well, it was a nonprofit. I think they've given up their nonprofit status.
Exactly.
But
they've been paying out all this NIL money. They had to find some way to boost profits.
What better than a great story? She needed to write a Hollywood ending, a Hollywood story.
What better than a great story?
Well, I'm so glad they picked the school that I attended because they've been dog shit for a long time.
You break the heart of America's sweetheart and you give a win to everybody's favorite teddy bear.
Yep.
It's starting to sound a lot like a Taylor Swift song.
Exactly. A downtrodden.
Boom.
And look who just won the Super Bowl. Travis Swift.
Boom.
Travis Swift. Hey, he's got a Kelce jam. Did you know that?
No.
No,
Lil
Wayne's
a headliner.
I did hear he's
It's cheating. Not as good as Dreamville, though. Is it Dreamville or Fest?
Dreamville. Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Which
Drake was last year.
Well, they were supposed to have Chris Brown this year. Would have been awesome.
Got 50.
But now they got 50 Cent.
Nicki Minaj.
And then the local news here, I don't know if everybody knows this.
Uh-huh.
But the local news here at WREL does a story that says everybody's hearts are broken because Dreamville at the last moment has changed it from, I must be getting old or something, from Chris Brown to 50 Cent. And no, all these girls are like, oh, I can't believe it. That's the only reason I wanted to go. And then these guys are like, wow, I can't believe it. That's the only reason I wanted to go. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're getting a 10 time. This is one of the last times you're going to see 50 Cent on a stage performing.
Right. Yeah. Joey said 50 Cent's good in concert.
He's amazing.
Solid 2023. Yeah. He's awesome.
I've heard from everybody he's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're complaining because Chris Brown's not going to be there?
I don't know. Last year when Drake was there, Drake is good.
Which I don't know if you keep up rap.
Drake was so good. Gosh.
I don't know. It might not be a good thing for Drake and J. Cole to be in the same place right now.
Oh, they don't get along anymore?
Oh, no. They get along great, but Kendrick Lamar's out for them.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Well, there's the big three.
I didn't know that.
Kendrick Lamar,
mm-hmm.
J. Cole, and Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly today's top three in rap. Nobody knows who's number one, two, or three.
Okay.
They call them the big three.
Okay. Well, they played for the Celtics in 2008.
Well, they've all been kind of in their own song saying, I'm the greatest. Mm-hmm. Kendrick's been saying, I'm the greatest.
That's a good way to sell
blah, blah, blah,
records.
Right?
Though.
Drake's been saying, I'm the greatest. Well, Drake and J. Cole do a track together,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of dissed on Kendrick a little bit. Future comes out with a new album.
I don't like that Future guy.
Ooh. And has Kendrick Lamar on one of his songs, and Kendrick Lamar
he went in
demolishes. I know this isn't a rap channel, but I loved it.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was great. Any hip-hop heads out there, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's play a game really quick.
What kind?
Oh, whoa, whoa, okay. And we got to talk about what? We need an easy game.
Just a guessing game.
Okay.
So, as Kenny was describing Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
She is the best female basketball player on the face of the planet right now.
Okay.
Arguably the best college basketball player ever. Period.
She's on the route.
Male or female. Yeah.
Okay.
Period. She's that special.
All-time points leader.
You heard Kenny say Ice Cube offered her to play in the Big Three this summer for mm-hmm. $5 million. She's going to go to the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
She's made it very clear she's there to improve the conditions of the WNBA and kind of be a pioneer for little girls. And mm-hmm. to actually put the NBA, WNBA on the map. Okay?
You got a problem with that? So. Please tell me you do not have a problem with that.
So,
we'll see.
Bring it back in. He's not going to have a problem here in a second.
Okay. I hope not.
So, Kyle, if you had to guess How much does the first pick in the WNBA make in year one?
I don't want to know. Probably just pissed me off.
Let's play the guessing game. Just have fun with it.
Okay. For context, the first pick in the NBA draft will make $10.1 million.
Okay.
So for context, now the WNBA, the first pick in that draft will make what?
Okay. So
men versus women.
I need to ask a question first.
Sure.
Switch your mind to business corporate world. I know you know that a little bit. What is it women say are most so mad about because they only make what percentage of a man's paycheck?
80%?
Is it 80%?
70%?
80%. I think it was they only make around 70%.
Yeah, maybe it's 70%. Okay, so you said first round draft makes $10 million.
Yeah.
What's 80% of 10?
$8 million.
There you go.
That's so what your you guess should is 8 make. Million.
That's my guess.
You're going to be way wrong.
Kenny? Do you know the answer, Kenny?
Yeah, it's probably under $200,000.
So you're guessing under 200.
Yeah, I don't. In the first year's contract, somewhere around there. I think the average WNBA wage is $50,000. I think the average NBA salary is much higher.
The league minimum in the NBA this year is $1.1 million. Much so higher. No NBA player makes less than $1.1 million, period.
I'm really good at serving Gatorade.
You wish you had dribbled a basketball, don't you?
The number one draft pick in the WNBA, no matter if it's Caitlin Clark or whoever, in 2024 will make $75,000.
That's a good starting salary for anybody straight out of college.
That's what I was waiting to hear you say.
It's fucking bullshit, dude.
$75,000.
Here's the problem with that is there's no – where's the corporate money for the WNBA
to fix that? Well, so here – I'm getting to that. So
– I could tell you – Stop.
Kyle, how many people watched the Stanley Cup last year?
Outside of Raleigh.
If you had to guess.
Oh, probably nowhere near as much as like football, NBA Finals or football or – I wouldn't know a number to put on it, though.
3 to 4 million.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Okay. Kenny, how many watched the World Series last year?
I don't know.
Probably a lot.
6 million.
It was about 8 million. So the both of y'all, how many watched the NBA Finals last year?
Probably 10.
10 million.
9 million.
No.
How many people watched Caitlin Clark's Iowa versus
I know this
because LSU?
Eight.
I know this because I thought it was
12.8 million people.
Oh no shit.
Exactly.
That one game, that one Elite Eight game.
Against LSU.
An Elite Eight game outperformed every major sports championship with the exception of the Super Bowl, and Caitlin Clark's gonna make $75,000.
So to be fair, let's bring this back a little bit.
There is no to be fair.
We just set back all the labor statistics and laws in this country 200 years.
Oh, absolutely.
200 years.
Well, I mean, I think realistically, the NBA, the NFL.
Whatever Kyle's about to say, I probably do not endorse.
Me either. And if he says it the wrong way, please do not send any more emails or texts to any of us.
No, hear me out. I'm actually going to make things fair.
Okay.
The NBA, the NFL, the NHL, correct, all these big sports teams should take a note from the WNBA and reduce these ridiculous ass salaries because $75,000.
That's not fair because all the money that's coming in.
Well, I was going to say, but here's where that becomes a problem. Bring it back to the corporate world for a minute.
Okay.
Let's just say, let's play it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I know we don't talk about our jobs up here or anything. Average starting salary is probably $40,000 to $50,000 out of college today.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Average price of a home in Raleigh, $7.8
million. Not my problem. I can't afford one either.
Average CEO salary is what?
Probably $12.8 million, whatever he said.
So if you come out of college, or even if you got a few years experience and you're making $60,000 or $70,000,
yeah, hard to do.
And your boss's boss is making $12, $13, $14 million, and everybody else in the company's around your salary, how do you feel?
like the rest of America does today, because that's what's actually happening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now apply that to sports, though. It's the same concept.
Correct.
So these guys are getting these massive contracts. They're making $1 million league minimum. They're 50,000, right? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. So you're saying take a page from the NBA, knock them all back to 75,000, 100,000, whatever. Okay. The disparity of the money coming in doesn't change, though. Now these owners are making billions upon billions upon billions because they're not having to pay anything out.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but you if you
that
make
was like the perfect
if,
answer.
If you make money off people, you should, in theory, pay them fairly for the money you make off of them. Right? That's what you want as an employee.
Can I give you my boss's phone number?
No.
And you
no.
tell him that exact
fun fact, I have your boss's phone number and I'd love to have a conversation.
I mean, honestly, think about it.
I know.
But
if you're the employee, you work harder if you
and
feel
I don't
like you
hear
share in the
Yeah, but I
profit.
Don't want to hear anything about the name and likeness thing, because my name is on my company's website and I don't get paid a dime per click.
Well, that's college, so anyways.
Yeah. But
are you fairly compensated, and are your peers fairly compensated?
Men and women.
Compared to the top of your organization?
I couldn't tell you nowadays, to be honest with you.
What would your gut say? I'm not trying to make this super personal.
I would say no.
How about you? Before you made a change recently, how about you?
It was where I used to be. The size of the place was on the lower end of industry standards.
Yeah.
And I think you stayed if you felt there was a fair enough work-life balance. And if you didn't like the amount of work and the less life you had to make a change.
So, think about it in the terms of like sales commission. I know that's kind of sensitive for multiple reasons for you.
Yeah.
But the more you bring in, the more you produce,
wouldn't you
should be some kind of fairly equitable compensation for it, right? If you're actually bringing that value into the company.
I would agree, but they're not selling a fucking thing.
I know.
But that's what sells, though. That's what it is.
Their entertainment value sales.
LeBron James, fantastic basketball player, one of the best ever, right? Mm-hmm. He's one of the greatest salesmen ever. That's really what it is.
And Joey and me just talked about this the other night. We were talking about unions, and they have a union that collectively bargains their base salary.
A crybaby organization.
And they
I'm going to keep my opinions to myself.
Association,
about
yes, CBA. They help negotiate there. And then these billionaires discuss with millionaires how to share the money.
Yeah.
You will never convince me that a person playing a stickball, handball, whatever game should make more than
a teacher.
Not necessarily a teacher, but a police officer.
A working man's salary.
Yeah. But you realize that's America's fault,
I know.
That's how we spend the money.
We put the premium on it. Brad Pitt makes a lot of money.
So we drive that.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's our fault. We put this massive premium on these things. If we didn't go to the NFL games, they wouldn't charge $100 a ticket. If everybody stopped going and pulled the Oakland Athletics thing the other day and didn't go into the game, they'd have to lower the prices. They need people to come.
So how do I get my boss to pay me more?
Well, if you work hard and produce more.
Drive more value.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
I'll be quiet on this.
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin Clark has the best argument. I mean, my game against Angel Reese, LSU, Iowa brought in 13 million viewers.
Right. And she's being equally compensated if she's a first-round pick.
Not at $75,000, though.
She makes $75,000, and a man makes $10 million.
The TV money that brings in?
It was crazy, yeah. I mean,
hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, I get it. I mean, I get it.
She's got to start. Somehow.
She's a worker.
I know.
Now,
someone knows that organization.
I know.
I'm going to bring it back full circle. The whole reason I wanted to go down here, one is because I know Kyle would start getting somebody riled up. So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, because I started this whole conversation, Caitlin wants to be a pioneer and pave the way, right?
Of what?
For women's basketball.
Women in sports.
So the argument is when she...
Jesus. I would highly disagree with that, but okay.
When Kyle highly disagrees with that, there's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when she gets to the WNBA, if she can bring the same viewership, the money will flow to the WNBA. The salaries will start to increase overall. More people will watch, so on and so forth. That's the play that she is making.
She must be hot.
I will not say.
That should not enter because Anna Kournikova was hot and she bailed on tennis from modeling.
What's her name? Anna Caitlin Kournikova?
Clark? No. Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Now if... Yeah. So... And all I know is...
She's just really good at basketball.
Dude, she shoots the ball from the logo and is so good. So good.
I mean, there's a person for everybody.
She carries... She carries that Iowa... Basketball team. Look, they were having 55,000 people come watch play home games. They were doing them inside, outside, everywhere, and people would come. Put in average attendance of Iowa women's basketball. It dwarfs some men's basketball programs.
Does like she have an OnlyFans or something? There's no other explanation.
No.
A great basketball
player. Dude, she can flat out play.
Best college basketball players to ever play.
She can handle, she can shoot. I mean, she's the all-time leading points getter in college.
And she is a woman.
She passed Pistol 100%. Pete Maravich. I'm telling you, man, you are missing out. If you're short-sighted with this girl, you are missing out. Because I sat there and watched that game against LSU from first tip to the end of the ball game. The chick can flat out play basketball. And she is a phenomenon. And Jay Williams a couple Saturdays ago said one of the dumbest things ever about she wasn't great unless she won a national title. And I'm messing it all up because Reese Davis in game day kind of jumped on him. And then I thought he was pulling a Stephen A. Smith just to get people riled up. And he might have been. But, dude, she's great. There's just no doubt about it. Even if she doesn't win a national title, she's one of the greatest to play basketball. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't have to say man or woman, just one of the greatest to play. And we should all be thankful we got to see her play. So, because, yes, you're going to miss out. I'm just telling you. Oh, that girl's in a transfer portal again. From Louisville to LSU to, oh, you're ridiculous. But anyway.
Well, I mean, you get her out of a basketball jersey. Not bad.
You gave Danica Patrick hell about that whole to race a car.
Danica Patrick was not a model.
Well, whatever. But you said she's not a race car driver. They just put her in there for publicity, basically.
Well,
girl can flat out play. There's no publicity stunt here. She's a great basketball player.
Oh, well, I'm not taking anything from her. I haven't watched her play. I'm not going to say she can't play.
Yeah.
But she's pretty special. Danica Patrick could not drive.
Yeah, that's not a good parallel.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling you. This woman is highly athletic, and so. But anyway,
you know where she wanted to go to college her whole life.
I wish it was NC State,
Iowa.
Nope,
UConn. UConn figures. Mm.
She wanted to be a UConn Husky.
What'd you say that Gino said about playing them on Saturday night? Oh, Friday night. I'm sorry. Women's Friday and Sunday, men's Saturday and Monday.
Yeah, he was pretty much saying that he don't think she has any reason to hold a grudge against him because he don't like the way she plays when she holds grudges. And he apologized for saying Paige was the best player in the country. He was
Paige
wrong.
Buckets. We got some really good college basketball women's players right now.
Absolutely.
The Angel Reese's, the Caitlin Clarks,
I think you're
going to
see a crazy change in the WNBA.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
The Las Vegas Aces, first women's team in the WNBA to ever sell out season tickets.
It's awesome.
So, and now you're adding all this fresh talent. It's Kenny, you would relate with this way more than Kyle would. But think about the NBA in the late 70s, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're facing bankruptcy.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And then along comes
Magic.
Bird, Jordan.
86 got Jordan, and then –
WNBA struggled. They got a lot of talent there with Sabrina there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Several other players that are incredible. Diana
Taurasi, Sue Bird, all those people. Take it, Rebecca Lobo, all those to try it. But yeah. This wave of player.
Yeah, and now you have this wave of players mm-hmm. coming in.
Yep.
It could be the female version of what Magic, Bird, and Jordan were for the NBA. On a different scale.
I hope you're right. But man, because it...
I'm going to tell you, I've actually enjoyed watching games.
I discounted it in the beginning. I bought into some of the hype stuff, but...
I think my favorite thing about watching women's college basketball is they don't give a damn. They are 100 miles an hour. If it was men's officiating in those games, mm-hmm. there'd be 373 fouls called.
Absolutely.
Those women go in there like a bowling ball.
Exactly.
Truck each other. Yes. And it's like clean basketball. Yep. Keep playing.
Keep playing. Play on. Love get
it.
Up.
Yeah. It is almost a combination of football, basketball. Yeah. I love it.
And I don't see a lot of flopping like I do in the men's game.
They ain't got a chance to flop because they're getting steamrolled.
Run over. But earlier in the year, I was like, I would love to have Wes Moore, the women's coach at State, coach the men because they look so much more fundamentally sound. Picked eighth in the conference, play well all year, get to the finals of the ACC tournament, lose to Notre Dame, and then now end up in the Final Four. The women and the men. It's a good story, but I agree with you. I want some eyes on women's college basketball, and I hope they can, bad term in the last month, parlay that into good WNBA basketball and viewership.
Or a good term in the last month.
Yeah, well, however you do. For me, average term last month. But yeah, because last year it was the whole Bayou Barbie with the LSU. And then this year it's been a lot of Caitlin. So, all I know is all day that Monday before the LSU-Iowa game, USC-UConn game, that's all ESPN was talking about was women's basketball. And that's what it takes. Back to the point everybody's talking about NC State right now. It's exciting just to have publicity. There used to be, when I was growing up, any publicity was good publicity.
Sure.
Right? And so now...
Still kind of is.
Yeah. But LeBron, when LeBron likes somebody, that helps. Mm-hmm. And he's like the Caitlin Clark. So, and he'll forget more about basketball than we'll ever know. So if LeBron says it's good, good enough for me. So, yeah. When it comes to basketball, absolutely.
LeBron would say anything just to get his name in a piece of paper.
I'm just saying about that, maybe so. But you don't see any negative shit about him in the paper. He doesn't have multiple wives, multiple kids. I don't see him arrested. I don't see DV calls. I don't see him beating up people.
I don't know.
Hollywood's got money. If it was money that made it go away, we wouldn't ever hear about any of those people. But I'm just saying, LeBron has stayed the straight and narrow. I believe him when he's talking about basketball. If he says somebody's good at basketball, I believe him.
I would agree.
He knows basketball. If Dale Sr. tells you somebody's a good NASCAR driver of a car, would you agree that that guy's probably good? He knows what he's talking about. You can say no, but I know you know the answer is yes. If he says Joe Smith out of Charlotte, North Carolina, is the next best driver I've seen, you would probably say, without seeing him, I think he knows what he's talking about. I would agree. I've seen Caitlin Clark play. And I don't know anything compared to LeBron James about basketball, but when you put 41 on the national champion from last year, you're pretty damn good.
Well, if you've seen it and you watched it, then I would trust it. I wouldn't trust a thing that LeBron James said.
But about basketball, no, not that. That's entertainment stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And Diddy's got a lot of issues in his life right now. A lot. When the black Suburbans show up outside your house, you have a problem. There's going to be an issue. But even everybody that tried to poo-poo this Caitlin craze, it kind of looks silly now.
Like I said, I don't want to take anything from the girl.
I hope she wins the national title, but I don't think anybody beats South Carolina.
I think they do.
You think? They have shown some flaws
here. I genuinely think they do.
Gosh, I would... They've been to the Final Four four straight years, I think, South Carolina.
The reason I think
Caitlin's is my bracket.
See that? You just pulled up what actually happened. Is that the women's or the men's? It's the women's.
I need both. He got them both. Nailed them both.
Yeah. I got a perfect bracket at this
Kyle
point.
Kyle is essentially the Chuck Norris of March Madness. he just doesn't miss.
He's got a check for $2 million coming for a perfect women's and men's bracket.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I hit everything perfect.
How could... You know, it's just when AI can't do it, it's
What I was going to say is the reason Caitlin Clark's so good, obviously she's a great scorer. She makes everybody around her that much better, though. And that's what makes the greats great.
I know. Yep. She made some passes in that LSU game. I was like, wow, I can't believe she's throwing the ball.
You picked all the scores right?
I'm telling you.
That's pretty impressive.
You should have parlayed all that together, dude. We wouldn't be sitting here today.
No. If only I knew what I knew now.
We would be somewhere much better than we are today.
I'm telling you.
Financially.
You should see my men's bracket. It's great,
it's
too.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Kyle, pronounce that name for me there.
Which one?
Scroll up.
Duqueskine?
Right there.
Which one?
Yep.
Here?
Yep. How do you pronounce that?
Duquesne. Yep.
There we go.
That's awesome.
Nailed it.
Duquesne.
Yeah.
So, brace yourself. It's Duquesne.
No, it's not.
So it should be Duquesne or AI.
That's what it should be spelt like. That says Duquesne.
That's awesome. I am certain there's a broadcaster somewhere. But when I was growing up, I used to have a problem with sports people who didn't at least try to figure out how the name is pronounced. Right? Like
you have a problem with that? You would have hated me.
No, I'm talking about a broadcaster, right? That didn't do a little bit of homework.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. If I was a broadcaster, I am not working to pronounce anything. If you told me beforehand, I'd be like, okay, cool, yeah, and pronounce it like
pretty
that.
Pretty sure you're just gonna mispronounce stuff on purpose.
Yeah, but if I read it and it's
Duquesne,
like
it's coming out Duquesne.
Coming up next, the point guard for
Duquesne.
Duquesne is
Aaron.
Right. Aaron.
You would be a meme.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I do hope women's basketball continues to get more eyes on it, and the product continues to get better with these emerging stars.
Who the hell is Samford?
I think it's in Alabama. I think.
How did they make it?
They must have won their conference tournament.
No, no way. Nobody knows who Samford is.
I have a personal story that I know someone that was an assistant coach there that's in our market now, and I hope he's not listening tonight because he would be quite offended. But
well, I apologize. I don't mean to offend anybody on this podcast. There's but a Samford,
lot of, there's a lot of small schools. Yeah.
What do they do? Beat Colgate?
Possibly.
Oh, nope. Colgate's over here.
It's in Homewood, Alabama.
Homewood, Alabama. Where's that?
Next to Greenbow, Alabama, home of Forrest Gump. No, I do not know. It's in Homewood, Alabama. It's a private nonprofit four-year school, Samford University.
Let's look at a map. I might have lived near there.
And you don't know where the school is? You've never heard of it?
Nope. That's why I'm saying they should have never made it.
Maybe they were small back then and called Samford College, and you just didn't.
Oh, nuts.
And you didn't know. Well, you pulled up Samford, North Carolina.
I know that now.
I do think there's a spelling difference between the two. But yeah.
There's a Chick-fil-A right in the middle of campus.
Where is it near?
What Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, that's what I should have said then. It's Birmingham, Alabama.
Is it Auburn and New Birmingham?
In Tuscaloosa and Auburn, Alabama. I don't know if they're that close. Look at Auburn. Look how much bigger it is than that school. Wow.
No, that's Auburn, Alabama, not the
university?
School.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought it was closer to Birmingham. That's my fault.
Where were you born? Or where did you live in that state?
There's
Tuscaloosa. Okay, so Alabama's not far away. Well, no wonder nobody knows about Samford. They only know University of Alabama.
All right, Kenny. Mm-hmm. On your behalf.
Yes, what happened?
If you can get this question correct, on your behalf, I will let you pick any $10 parlay you want, and you can have all the winnings from it.
I lived right there.
What? That is a dot. That's a man's name.
Jack? Yeah. I lived in Jack, Alabama.
Were there any stoplights?
One.
Nice.
It was just south. Well, everybody,
I don't know anybody from Jack.
Speaking of a school nobody's ever heard of,
I don't know.
Troy that. University?
Oh, yeah. The Cowboys player that's in the Cowboys Hall of Fame. DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, played Troy.
Troy, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, back to my question.
Yes.
So, free $10 parlay on Ware. Anything that's, you want.
Okay, I don't know the
if
question.
If you can answer this question.
I give.
The mascot of.
No, oh, no.
You're good at these.
I don't know.
UC Santa Cruz is.
I don't have my phone up because I don't want to be accused of cheating. But Santa Cruz, hold on. Santa Barbara may be the Gauchos. And one of them is like a slothy looking thing. Oh, man.
University of California at Santa Cruz.
It's,
don't show
me. Don't show me.
Oh, I see.
Is it a Gaucho? No, is it not a Gaucho? There was one famous player. Santa Cruz. I knew this. I knew this at one time. Santa Cruz.
Oh, no, it's some bird that looks like this.
No, it's
it is not.
Well, they're not a roadrunner, and they're not. I give. I don't know. What
don't
was
you
it?
Wish you could
it's
walk
It's going to bother me.
Your knees backwards?
What was it? That's going to bother me. That I didn't know it.
I think you should look it up and just show them.
What is it? The Santa Cruz?
UC Santa Cruz.
It's some kind of slug or something. Damn, it's going to be a slug. I haven't seen it. Don't look it up yet. Don't look it up.
Too late.
What is it? What other is a mascot?
Okay, Kyle don't know what he's doing with the Google any longer, so it is the UC Santa Cruz banana slug.
I was going to. I had a feeling it was a banana slug inside.
It is a
of
banana
me.
Slug.
Yeah, that's a shame. Sammy the slug. I hate that. Let's do that one more time. Those are fun. Those are fun. Let's do one more of those. Do one more.
Oh, you hate really good
I hate that.
That.
I hate
you,
that.
I hate. There's so many schools that they have to figure
way
out
too many.
A mascot.
Way too many.
Okay.
Which one is the Gauchos? Are they Santa Barbara Gauchos? But that banana slug, that bothers me.
Same deal.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling that I knew that.
Delta State University.
The Delta State University. Delta State.
Where the hell is that at?
Don't,
in Delta State.
I do believe that's an HBCU school, Delta State. I think it is. I think it is. So let's sit tight.
Well, yeah, don't.
I don't want to look at the mascot. I just wanted to see where it was.
Yeah. Is it in Alabama? It's in the deep south, isn't it? Mississippi or somewhere?
Just don't look at the screen.
I'm not. Delta State. We're not a roadrunner. We are a Delta
I'll give you
State.
A hint.
Yeah.
They are the fighting something.
Yeah, that doesn't help. look,
I'm going to say sunflowers.
The fighting sunflowers?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not right. But I'm not sure it's grotesquely far off. But
clovers.
I don't know. The fighting daffodils. You know what bothers me?
It is the Delta State.
What was it?
University.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting okra.
Okra?
Okra.
Okra.
They're the fighting okra.
You can't fry our okra. Holy crap. That is horrible. That looks like a pickle. It's a blue pickle. That is horrible.
That is such a low budget mascot.
What
happened?
Is that? That is terrible. Yeah. He's angry. He's squinting at us.
It's like it was really humid that day or something.
Look how dusty it is or foggy.
This thing looks like it comes out once a year. They beat it off with a telephone pole.
Don't say that again.
What?
They beat it off with a telephone pole. You mean dust it off.
Yeah, and I didn't terrible. Mean telephone pole. I mean a tennis racket.
Or a broom. Why is he arguing with those people eating at that local restaurant?
Because he's a fighting okra.
He's angry. Okay, he's mad all the time. Okay, I get it. He goes around wanting to fight everybody. What the hell? If that thing runs up on me, we're going to have a run. You know what'll stop him is a thing of oil. Don't you fry okra? Just fry his ass. Oh, that's terrible. But technically, that's the unofficial mascot, it says, with a fighting okra. Wow.
It must be a new school.
No, probably not. All these schools have been around a while.
Well, how do you have an unofficial mascot?
I don't know.
We just getting around to getting one?
We just look at that thing on its head. Oh, no.
All right, Kenny.
Hold on. This is terrible. Look at that tight thing. I mean, it looks like his wee-wee. That's terrible.
Yeah, for anybody listening, you need to look up the fighting okra.
He's walking around like he owns the joint.
The official, unofficial mascot. Who in their right mind lives in, what state is MS?
The what? MS?
Yeah, MS.
Mississippi?
Or is it Missouri?
No, that's M-O. Mississippi's MS.
Who the hell living in Mississippi is like, they're looking at this video, they're trying to pick colleges, and you go, that video is hard. I want to play for the okra.
It doesn't do anything for me, but look how red he is. He's mad as hell.
I mean, that good old boy there makes sense.
Look, he's oh, yeah. A star is born.
All right, let's test it one more time.
Yes, be honest with you. That's not going to work. The fighting
You may know this one.
There's a lot of schools with a lot of mascots.
All right, what you got?
North Dakota University.
Oh.
Not North Dakota State.
Yeah.
North Dakota University.
I thought we had seen it all. So we're about going to go out
bison.
On a limb.
North Dakota Bison. I don't know.
No, that's too nice. You got to think weird.
Okay.
So far, they've been weird.
They have been weird.
This one is not super weird.
No? Okay.
Not super weird.
I was just thinking that part of the country has buffalo.
This one.
Buffalo.
They're in trouble for this one.
Oh.
They're
the rebels?
They're no longer allowed to use
this.
Ooh,
so it's Native American stuff. Because, you know, Marquette went from Marquette whatever to Golden Eagles to Warriors to
the Redskins or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, the Redskins went to football team and Commanders. I don't know.
And then the Indians were mad. They were like.
But the Indians weren't mad. It turned out the Indians weren't too mad about Redskins.
That's what I'm saying. They were mad that they got rid of Redskins because they were like, it brought awareness.
Some attention to us. Yeah. I don't know. North Dakota, there's way too many colleges. Yeah. There are way too many colleges.
I actually thought you would maybe know this one. No. That's why I threw it out there.
Which one did Carson Wentz go to? South Dakota? North Dakota?
North Dakota State, I think. That's where Trey Lance was too, right?
Yeah, and they win all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what a Saluki is from Northern Iowa, Illinois or whatever that was. Yeah, there's a Saluki. There's all kind of stuff. Yeah, weird mascots. I don't know. If it's not bison or something of the outdoor elk family, I don't know.
The North Dakota University Fighting Sioux.
I think they've been. I think
honestly,
Game Day's been there.
Got
yeah,
that.
My people are very disappointed because they're on.
There it is.
They're,
you are not Sioux.
I'm Choctaw. But here's what.
Speedy
here's what
the Gooey Duck. I love it.
I think it's Geoduck.
No.
Gooey Duck? That's even better.
It is Gooey Duck.
That's
duck.
Geoduck.
I think that's a Gooey Duck. How you
what's
spell
a Gooey
duck?
Duck?
You never seen Gooey Duck?
No. Artie the Artichoke? But I am. There are obviously way too many college sports.
Absolutely right. That is a gooey duck.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a gooey duck. You never
bro,
seen
bro, I've seen.
Seriously?
No, hold up.
Why is that in her hand that way?
It's a saltwater clam.
Yes.
And I've seen women eat these things.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like what you think.
That is one of the best episodes of Dirty Jobs I've ever seen in my life, and that's how I know it's pronounced gooey duck.
Yeah. These little Chinese, Taiwanese ladies cut into this thing.
They
and
hit it. And it goes.
Yeah.
Swear to you.
And holy crap.
And once you cut into it, it's like full of salt water and it goes everywhere.
You know what? Pull up a video. Let's show them.
I do.
It makes me sick.
No, let's show them. Come on.
I do believe
that. If not, pull up a video of a pregnant chick doing a handstand.
I hear you, Theo. That to me is... That's quite uncomfortable.
That is perfect.
That is quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, no.
Enjoy. See? You see she popped it? You see what happened?
What in the hell? There is nothing comfortable about that at all.
At all.
Well, it's been fun for about 60 episodes, but...
Kimmy, would you eat a guido?
No!
I want to know why on God's green earth.
Why would anybody do that?
I just want to know why this is a mascot for a school.
I don't know if I'm offended and the kid in the back's got a popsicle. I don't know. I honestly don't know if this is really a melting pot or what it is. What is she doing?
Boiling it.
She's steaming it.
I'm out.
Peeling it?
No, I'm done.
Is the room going black? Kyle?
So, who is the Gooey Ducks? Now I kind of need to know.
Oh, no.
Evergreen State College.
I kind of like the fact that his name's Speedy.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kind of digging it.
We should have stuck with Geoduck. That's all I know. That is terrible. The Wichita State Shockers. Woo Shock.
Is that Hoopstown Hoopiston Corn Jerkers?
I sold my cornhole porch today.
To see if I still fail.
I was told to buy low and sell high. And so I don't think you can still sell NC State any higher than they are now.
The Hoopiston Corn Jerkers, boy.
Y'all going to the Corn Jerkers tonight?
No, I'm not. Do you have extra tickets?
They're undefeated in states, baby.
We're going all the way this year.
Bro, playing seven-man football. They're 2-0.
Bro, I can get
you. We're going to reach the top this year. Jerkers all the way. Jerkers
are number one.
Exactly.
The only ones that stand in their way is Speedy the Gooey Ducks.
Nobody beats our Jerkers. That's like
the Corn Jerkers versus the Gooey Ducks. I love it.
No. What if it was the South Carolina Gamecocks
versus the Jordan Beat Diggers?
I'm not done with Corn Jerkers yet. Hang on.
You're not.
Their homecoming, I bet, is called the Jerk Fest, right?
Oh, yes. Everybody stood around in a circle at the dance hall.
Oh, even worse, this is a high school.
You know how the boys are on one side of the gym and the girls are on the other? Oh, no.
Jerkers for state.
Would you love to be the local sportscaster there?
Absolutely, I would, actually. Yeah.
This week in Jerkers football.
Yeah. Yeah. And other Jerker news.
Huh? Come see the next game, hey?
Good seat still available. Oh, no. My allergies are so bad. Oh. We have to move on.
Stadium capacity of 37. Standing room only tonight, folks.
Stand tall for your Jerker. I can't do this anymore. This is broken.
They could be playing the Apple Knockers. Mm-hmm. I like it. Corn Jerkers versus the Apple Knockers.
Jerkers versus Knockers.
It's going to be a real barn burner, I'll tell you.
The Corn Jerkers versus the Cairo Syrup Makers.
This is terrible. It's a public high school in Cairo, Georgia.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, if we have offended your school by mispronouncing stuff, we are sorry.
I am not.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm that sorry after all this.
First of all, if you go to one of these schools, transfer. Everybody can move around
immediately.
These days. Yes.
What is a Q-Pie? The Q-Pie doll has been the mascot of the school for over a century.
Cutie Pie?
Q-Pie.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, dude.
David Henry Hickman High School.
there's got to be better stuff to do than come up with these names if you go to these schools.
Well, they didn't come up with it. It's been that name since 1913, back when they took a little trip with your state dude.
Hey,
David Henry Hickman was born in 1821 and was a former member of the Missouri General Assembly.
There you go.
There it is.
They've named the school in his honor.
Don't know how that gets to Q-Pi.
The Q-Pi doll. I got nothing left.
The U high school right. criminals.
That's about right.
Can relate.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. ACC tournament, NCAA tournament, gambling. Baseball's off to a pretty decent start. Shohei gets busted for gambling, allegedly, or covering up gambling.
Allegedly.
And a lot of stuff. We got the Final Four this weekend. Kyle, who you got winning the women's and men's national championship next Sunday and Monday? Men and women. Women first. Who wins the women's national title?
Basketball?
Yes, sir. That's what's going on right now. It's either Iowa, Connecticut, South Carolina, or North Carolina State.
Alabama.
That's not in the women's. So women's are UConn, Iowa, NC State.
That's great.
And South Carolina.
He literally named the four off. Bama, baby! Roll Tide!
Are you related to Nick Saban?
The one without Caitlyn Jenner.
Clark. UConn? They've won it a bunch of times.
None of them have Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, South Carolina, NC State, or Iowa with Caitlyn.
Let's go with South Carolina.
That's a good choice. They've been number one all year. They're undefeated for the last 2 years. No. They lost last year because they didn't win the title.
Is that the Tigers or the Gamecocks?
It's a great mascot. It's a rooster.
Corn Jerkers.
It's the Fighting Gamecocks. Yeah. South Carolina Gamecocks.
Well, I was right. It's Gamecocks, right?
It's a Gamecock. It's a rooster, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
It's a fighting cock. Rooster. Rooster.
Also an odd name for a mascot.
Damn chickens.
Kicking chickens. So you're going South Carolina Gamecocks, the Lady Gamecocks, and Dawn Staley win the national title.
That's a.
And then for the men, who do you have?
Winning?
Second place. No winning. Yes, of course. Damn. Who's going to finish fourth?
Roll Tide.
UConn.
UConn wins.
No, fourth.
Oh, okay, who wins?
The real answer should be UConn winning. The one I want to win is State.
Yes. All right. Who you got, Joey?
Only because I got money on them.
See, no that's other part reason. Of the problem.
No other reason other than I have money on them.
All right, Joey. Women and men.
Iowa women take down the Gamecocks. The UConn men beat NC State.
I got UConn men beating NC State's men.
Now, just be mindful. I got a perfect
bracket.
I know. So you might want to go with what I got.
I know, but that would be predicting the future. But I'll take UConn over State. It'll be very exciting. I'll be glad to see State there. And then I got the South Carolina women beating Iowa.
I think that's the comment.
So I'm with you on the women.
Good choice.
I want to be like you on the men, hoping that State wins, but I think UConn wins.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping State wins.
What would a parlay pay out if men and women State both win?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's see.
Boy, I know what it would have been in like November. $1 million.
$1 million to $1.
$1 million is what it would have paid out in November. I mean, they have to be the two underdogs of the eight NC State. So, I would think 100 would pay out at least, you know, $10,000 probably. Hurricanes end up losing 3-1, 4-1.
4-1.
9-1.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That set them down three spots, too.
Yeah. Stanley Cup playoffs start soon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, at this time, you can't even bet on the NC State women to win.
That stinks.
Because they don't make enough money, I guess.
Problem is,
that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Frustrating. Very frustrating. We didn't even talk about NFL draft starts a couple weeks.
Yeah, not far. So, Stephon Diggs got traded.
I saw that to the Texans.
Texans going to be stout.
They are. I love how Stephen A. Smith keeps saying they're the best team in Texas again. I like it. They're the best team in Texas. I
love how Jerry Jones said that the Cowboys are locked and loaded and ready this year.
He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. I'm glad that
that's your guy.
No, he's not. I'm glad the Orioles got sold to a billionaire. That's nice.
You know who hasn't done anything?
Who?
The Panthers.
You're dead wrong.
They've done a lot. They've done a lot. We'll see if it plays out on the field. But yeah. Yeah, I'm all in on some young teams this coming up year. I like the Houston Texans. I like the Ravens. See what Russell Wilson can do in Pittsburgh.
Who is that?
That's just an ad, but you can look for anybody in a yearbook. But yeah, it's hard to believe that football never goes away. It's always
about
there.
To be the dominant talking point
as soon as
this weekend's
as
over.
As soon as Tuesday comes, it's NFL again. You just take little breaks from the NFL. That's really what happens.
How are you feeling with the start of MLB season?
4-2 for the birds isn't bad. You know, they'll be all right. Corbin Burns will be good. He wasn't good yesterday, but he'll be good. Yeah, Orioles will be fine. The Rock's at WrestleMania 40 this weekend. So if you get bored and want to watch wrestling, if you're talking about predetermined sports there, Kyle.
Has he not deflated
yet? Deflated? No, he's big. You ought to see it on ESPN. It shows his workout to get ready.
Yeah. I am so sick of The Rock.
You are? You're tired of The Rock?
As a millennial.
He's in everything, though, The Rock.
Coming up, The Rock has been shoved into every form of media and in my face that I could care less if he disappeared tomorrow.
His net worth has got to be incredible. When he was kind of just...
Why doesn't he just retire and disappear?
Would you stop if you were making all that money?
If I had that much money, hell yeah, I would stop.
But I think they like to see themselves all the time. You know, that's part of it.
We call those people psychopaths.
Well, there you go. Then there it is.
His net worth is $800 million.
Already. Gosh, that got up there pretty quickly.
Nope.
He was just a wrestler a while back.
It got up there over the course of, 20 years? 30 years?
I can't believe he wrestled and then he just turned it
into
movies.
Had it in the mind over the last 20 years.
I mean, mine too, but... Yeah.
I mean, he's almost a billionaire. That's crazy. That is crazy how fast that happened from wrestling to all this. There's a lot of guys that wrestle that don't, that play college sports, that wrestle that don't do this. Speaking of wrestling, I saw Ric Flair was on a Friday Night Deals commercial for the 87 cents blue pill. It's a thing called FridayNightDeals.com. I guess because of my age, I get a lot of advertisements for blue pills. And so it was Ric Flair selling them. It was cool. Woo! And it was FridayNightDeals.com. It was pretty cool.
89deals.com.
It was FridayNightDeals.com. 87 cents per pill, blue pill.
FridayNightDeals.com.
You got to look at the website.
That sounds like a website you should not put your credit card number in.
It was Ric Flair.
You got to buy them in bulk, though. Minimum quantity's 500.
Look, if you play your cards right, Ric Flair does the commercials. So, anyway.
You get to meet him?
It was just discount drugs. That's all it is.
Look, DNS error assist.
No, it was just Ric Flair commercial. That's all it was. It was Ric Flair. Is it R-I-C for Ric? And then Flair, F-L-A-I-R? Well, you can misspell it, but it doesn't matter. And then commercial... blue pills. Yeah, that's it. Woo!
Grandfather's boner pill.
Woo! It's a new image.
Woo! Go to new image. Fit that your grandfather's boner pill. Woo! Go to newimagemedical.com to see if Mount Everest is right for you.
Fit that your Mount Everest.
Newimage.com.
New image. That's
Friday Night Deals. Pretty close.
Well,
You almost got it.
No.
Close enough.
It was he's on another commercial. He's selling marriage. Look at all them gold chains he's got. He's serious about it. Woo!
You know his son just recently got like a DUI and called him out.
Called who out?
Ric Flair.
Blamed him for it?
No, he got a DUI and he called his dad.
Oh, okay.
His dad shows up, gets out the car, and he goes, "Hey, that's my son in there." And they're like, "Oh, okay." They go, "Are you Ric Flair?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm Ric Flair, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "What did he do?" And they said, "Well, he was driving while intoxicated, and he's pretty messed up." And he goes, "Oh, he's intoxicated?" They were like, "Yeah." He was like, "Can I talk to him?" And he opens the door, and he goes, "You all right? You know you fucked up, right? All right, cool." Closed the cop car door and walks away. And he goes, "Thank you, guys." Gets in his car and drives away.
No way.
Nice.
Damn.
I like it.
Ric Flair is everywhere.
That's my parenting style.
Oh, me too. I take Stone Cold Steve Austin over any of them.
I know, but I grew up with Flair, man. He was the man. I just watched the story on Harley Race. Whew. I tell you, man, wrestling has changed so much.
Did you see the documentary where they were going through and helping a bunch of these older guys? So there's that infamous scene where the one dude's on top of the cage and he jumps down, I think, on Jake the Snake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
Man, I've seen all the wrestling stuff, but
maybe The Undertaker?
That's Mankind and The Undertaker.
Maybe.
And, yeah.
The scene I'm talking about is Mankind. Foley.
Yeah. His tooth goes like through his upper lip when he.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they do the one on Jake the Snake. Those dudes used to mess themselves up.
Dude, they wrestle 250 nights a year.
They beat their bodies
to death.
You think it's all fake, right? So, okay, I'm going to punch you, you jump, blah, blah, blah.
You still take those bumps in the ring.
Gotta be physically grueling.
Yeah. Oh, man, I get it.
Kenny, come here. Let me suplex you.
Exactly. It's serious. Jake the Snake, though, Diamond Dallas Page will rehabilitate these wrestlers and got him off drugs and alcohol, got him straightened up.
That was really cool to see.
That's Dark Side of the Ring. I love watching that show. It's season 5 already. It is so good. I love it.
I just saw a preview for, you remember the boxer Butterbean?
Yeah.
Is he on that one?
He's on the Nine Lives Of. So there's another series, the Nine Lives Of, and like a cat has nine lives, the comeback stories and stuff. But that's the other thing. They have the Nine Lives. It's all on Vice Channel.
Yeah, he messed himself up pretty bad, too. Did you see that?
And they get stuck starting to take pills to go to sleep, pills to wake up, pills to perform in the ring.
I guess over time, his back just kind of got where he couldn't.
It's crazy.
And they've rehabilitated where he could walk again.
These wrestlers and boxers and UFC people are going to fight with stuff when they're my age for the rest of their lives. And it's not good from all the surgeries and stuff they do, but I love watching those stories, like behind the scenes kind of thing.
I think the UFC guys will be a lot less than a lot of these boxers and
wrestlers. Yeah.
Wrestlers. Yeah. Only because... Think about it. They're doing max. I think Conor's got 20 fights ish.
Mm-hmm. These guys
under his belt. He has what? Probably 500 fights.
Way more than that. Yeah, over 30 years.
Yeah,
he has been. Look, I watched him. It may have been the one I just saw in Harley Race, but on a Friday was in Japan wrestling. Then he was in California on Saturday. And then Monday he was somewhere in the southeast of the United States in these hour-long matches. And it does it to all of them. Nobody's immune from it. That's why the Dwayne Johnsons, the John Cenas get out and go to acting before it gets too late. The Stone Cold Steve Austins, the Triple H's, those guys.
Well, it's like Dana White said about the UFC. So when Khabib beat Conor...
Mm-hmm.
On his way back to the dressing room, Putin called him to congratulate him and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, Putin gives him 2,000 acres or some shit out in Russia. Just gave him the land. Well, then he gets in with all these Muslim guys and blah, blah, blah. And there's a bunch of money and they're just giving Khabib because, the loyalty you won for us, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now he's out there driving Rolls Royces and partying and having a good time. And he said, just like Connor, Connor got all that money fighting with Money Time. What's his name?
Not Float. Mayweather?
Mayweather. Yeah. All that money from fighting with Mayweather, started his own liquor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the said, tequila or whatever.
Yeah,
the,
he's like, once you get to that level, you're not going out here and getting beat up on anymore. Every day.
Yeah, yeah. You, yeah. Yeah, so that's why the wrestlers that do like The that Rock, make it,
yeah.
They get out. Instead of doing 250 shows a year for $3 million, they go make a movie for 10.
Right.
And their bodies last a lot longer.
Yep.
We saw that in football. Guys don't get out soon enough, and the CTE from banging their head into other guys' heads has implications way down the road with these guys. So, yeah.
So while we're on the topic of fighting, Kyle, are you watching Tyson and Jake Paul?
I don't want to, but I got
You're
to.
You're going to.
Oh, I'm definitely going
I got to.
Everybody's going to. I mean, it's just what happens.
They done got me.
It's
got
rigged. Me
again.
Yeah, we talk about rigged sports tonight. This,
that one really is. Have you heard about this contract?
No, but I'm
That's
sure
it's. That's not legit. You're talking about the rules?
I heard it was legit.
It's not legit.
No? Have you seen it?
Straight up just boxing.
Is it straight up boxing?
That's what I keep seeing, yeah.
How he's much does the Paul kid weigh, approximately? And Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson's like Jake, probably only 225, 230 now.
I'm going to say they're probably 215 and 230 maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere like that. They're probably pretty close.
Man. Let's see what their weight's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So he's right at 200.
Yeah, so he's 20 pounds less than Tyson.
Tyson's cutting right now, though, so they may fight it.
200, 210? Okay.
We'll see. I bet you they come somewhere pretty close. Mm.
Where it's in Jerry Jones's AT&T. See, that's why the Cowboys suck so bad, because Jerry Jones is so busy with everything but football. Damn it. So I swear, I'm going to pull for somebody else. Let me find a team.
So I don't know about all the rules, but the one I did hear that I think is legit is that if Tyson is to knock Jake out first round, then Tyson doesn't get almost any money.
That may be, yeah. So I was talking about, I saw all kind of like funky rules in there, not stipulations could, about knockouts.
Oh, where he could use his brother and they tag team. Yeah, yeah, I don't think none of that was real.
Referencing.
Yeah. But I do think the money situation's real. And if that's the case, I don't know. I saw a thing where Mike Tyson said, you know, I'm doing this to shut the kid up. I'm not doing it for the money. So I hope that's what he's going into the ring for, with we'll that attitude.
That,
if you also watch his the training videos, man, like the actual like live to-date real training videos, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Mike Tyson at fit. What is he, 50?
57.
57?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a couple years really? Older than me. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
58.
Yeah, he'll be 58 by the time they fight.
The fight is?
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tyson at 58... Watching him train,
I hope it's a
real. It looks like he's still a professional fighter.
It's way more impressive than watching Jake train. Have you seen those videos?
Mm-mm, but I'm sure because one did it for a career, the other one may say he's doing it for a career, but he's doing it for likes and clicks and money. Who was that coach that kind of crushed Dion? They do it for clicks or something or likes.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was Oregon, maybe Dan Lanning
yeah,
or something.
I think it was.
When they beat the brakes off Colorado?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so watch this, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Day 3. You still want to fuck with me?
No.
Yeah, this is right. Fucking crazy. Mike Tyson has been back training for just over a week now.
I don't want to watch somebody commentate on it. Here we go. Mike versus Jake.
Stop! Yeah, that's a problem. I don't know. I didn't hit it.
The question is, do you bet on it?
Do I bet on it? If I bet on it, it's going on Mike.
So
yeah, but boxing is the worst thing to bet on, man. That is so rigged. It's definitely.
I mean, everybody thinks it's fixed, right?
It is fixed.
Okay, but if it's fixed, they can't carry the fight.
You're right. Okay, so it's not fixed, right? But let's say that
I don't know if it is or isn't.
Let's say that clause is in there for the money.
Yeah.
Right? If you're Mike Tyson and you want to make some money, you don't knock Jake out in the first round.
I think Tyson's pride would much rather just knock him out.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm hoping Tyson's doing it for the fun of the fight.
A real fight.
And not for the money.
Yeah.
Because if he's doing it for the fight, I got Mike Tyson all day.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to go in there hungry and mad.
He may hurt him.
He may hurt him.
He hasn't really fought in a long time.
Which is what I hope happens. I hope he beats the break off of Jake Paul. I can't stand those kids.
I know. It's going to be something. That's your generation, dude.
I hate my generation.
I just can't wait. I think it's going to be fun. When is it? July, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Netflix is streaming it.
July 20th. Is it Netflix showing it?
Yeah.
Live?
Netflix is getting into live sporting events.
No shit.
They already signed something else, too.
God, I might have to be streaming. I got to get back into all the streaming. Plus, I got to see Tulsa King.
It's not that good.
I saw season one. It was great.
Yeah, oh, you liked it?
I loved it.
It was okay.
I thought it was all right.
I love Mafia moving out to the West, Midwest to take over.
I like him, though.
Oh, Stallone?
Yeah, Stallone.
Yeah, I like him, too. Yeah.
But he made the show, really, in my opinion.
Yeah. He's good, man. I think Peacock's got my WrestleMania 40 this week. I'm about to dial in on Peacock. Anybody got Peacock? They're going to let me borrow.
Actually, I could let you borrow.
Do you have Peacock? All right. Yeah, just
like, text me.
All right. I like saying Peacock. I'd like to go to school where the mascot was a peacock.
I guarantee you there is one.
We were peacocking. Isn't that where you stick your chest out? Peacock, and then they call it peacocking?
I was focused on corn jerking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. I've never taken corn so seriously, but yeah, peacocking.
You never jerk corn?
No. What have I done with corn? What do you shuck corn. You shuck it. In the South, we shuck corn.
Ah, there you go. You jerk it.
We shuck it, and we string it. We get the strings off of it. Holy crap. They're the St. Peter's Peacocks. We should have known that. They're a basketball powerhouse. Didn't they beat Kentucky last year? They beat Kentucky a year ago in the tournament. Man, you talk about peacocking. Wouldn't that be cool?
Nope.
A peacock. You got your feathers all float. Your feathers strode out flowing like a big rainbow.
You ever see a guy at a bar?
With the chest out, peacock?
He's got his chest out. He's got his cowboy boots on. And he's in there and he's doing like a little dance or jig or something. And you're like, this guy looks retarded. Uh-huh. He's peacocking.
Mm-hmm. That's what I assumed peacocking meant, was to kind of stretch your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, these videos and these pictures of these people peacocking. But is peacocking a noun? Have we turned it into a verb? We're peacocking?
I think we can, yeah. I like it.
I do like to. St. Peter's. I don't even know where St. Peter's is, but. Yeah.
I think there's a St. Peter's in every state.
Well,
this is like there's a Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah.
Well, I think in every city.
Universal figures have that kind of stuff named after them.
I feel like Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard should be like, what's the road Martin Luther King marched down?
And that
should be the.
He is Peter the Peacock. That's a lot. That's too much Peter. I would just be. I'd come up with something other than Peter the Peacock.
But it's St. Peter's.
It's St. Peter's.
That's a lot of Peter. St. Peter's
Peacocks.
Mascot is Peter the Peacock for the St. Peter's Peacocks. That's a lot of peacocks.
How do you know it's Peter the Peacock?
Because it's on the back of his jersey. He's Peter 1.
Where do you see that?
The back of his jersey on the big screen right there.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Peter.
It is. That's his last name, though.
Well, his name's Peter.
Pumpkin Saint Eater.
Peter's Peter Beater.
So you know there's a peacock. You turn that P into a J, it's Derek Jeter.
Don't think that's how it works.
Theories.
Or a jerker.
That corn jerker's too much. You're either corn or not. I'm not pro-corn. But yeah, I could certainly see the Mike Tyson thing being rigged, and I would not put real money on it. If you had bonus bets, that's what I would use. I would not use my real money because you'll be angry. How many times have y'all watched one of these entertainment fights and been pissed off? Where people just danced and somebody slipped and they called it a knockout? And I'd be careful. And I hope the Paul boy is careful getting in the ring with that monster. Because at 57, he Unless it's all rigged, this is all set up in the front end, but it looks like he's taking it pretty seriously. And the fact that he doesn't hit that dude in the face is surprising.
So I was listening to, I can't remember who he was talking to, but Joe Rogan was saying that Mike Tyson is training with this guy. I can't remember the guy's name, but apparently he's like a boxing legend.
Mm-hmm.
And he is no joke either. He's supposed to be one tough cookie. So Rogan was saying to watch him struggle with the pads against Tyson is scary for Jake.
Well, I hope so. But I don't think they're going to allow Tyson to hurt that kid. So
yeah, they will.
We'll see. We've been disappointed so far on
if
some
he goes
things.
In, I'm telling you, if he goes in the ring for the fight and Jake gets in front of him and he can tag Jake like he wants to, I mean,
I know, but I'm just saying, you're assuming that that's going to be the case. I think a lot of boxing is all this beforehand, and there's a script written for what happens in the ring. That's all.
Could be.
It's sad. Possible. It's very sad because this right here gets people to watch because they're curious to see, and then when you watch it, you're like, oh, they just kind of danced around. And
I 100% agree with you on these exhibition matches.
Yeah, we've been let down by too many of them to expect this to be any different. That's all. But and it bothers me because Tyson, top four fighters of all time.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You got what, Ali, Mayweather, him?
Yeah, I mean.
And who else?
I don't know. There's some Joe Lewis argument, Marciano arguments. Marciano. I mean, but still, he's on the list, and you would hope that this is not some whatever. That doesn't hurt what. I know the biting incidents hurt his legacy some, and the outside the ring stuff some. But I hope this doesn't completely put a nail in that coffin with some kind of nonsense, you know. So, and I hope it's not just a money grab. That's all.
Well, I don't think it hurt his reputation too bad.
The biting and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because he'll tell you, like,
people like Mike Tyson now.
Nowadays, there for a while, he was eating fistful of mushrooms and then going on podcasts and be like, he would tell people, I don't like the person I am in the ring.
Wow.
Is what he would tell people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, I can't be that person anymore.
Right.
If y'all haven't watched that Hulu special on him, that little docuseries, you need to.
You know who we just forgot? It's good. We completely forgot about your card. The greatest of all time, dude. Say it, Billy Crystal, Muhammad Ali. How in the world did we go boxing greats and just leave Ali and Holyfield off our list?
We didn't leave Ali.
Oh, we did.
He said Ali.
Okay.
He said Ali.
I froze first for a minute. I
you
must
said
have
the
blacked
top
out.
Four. I said, what is
we
it?
We did not say Holyfield.
I forgot about Holyfield.
Yeah. But there's about 10 that are legitimate all-time greats, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And but see, I got bothered growing up with Ali that he fought a little too long for money, maybe issues. But anyway, let's hope this July thing is somewhere, man, to be honest with you, in the 80s, early 90s, we lost some confidence. Middle of the 90s with Don King and what really happens in boxing matches. Yep. That's all.
Well, I think Tyson got a little off the rails for a little while, though.
Tell you, watch that Hulu special. You'll understand Tyson.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll understand the whole story. You'll understand why he's as vicious as he is.
Did you watch that interview?
He had a tough childhood upbringing. I mean, he was Customato was his dad, basically.
It was. And that's the point in his life where it really went downhill is
when
he died.
Yeah.
Whew. Did you see that? Is that part of that one interview where that older guy's like interview him and he's like, you have to leave now?
Hmm.
You understand that, right?
Yes.
Is that in that Hulu documentary?
Yes.
Have you seen that part?
Mm-mm. I need to see. But you know.
Yeah, check this.
To be honest with you.
I think that's.
Yeah, this guy.
When Rocky Balboa lost.
I don't know if you heard him say, you have to go now. Yeah. That was one of the most chilling.
No, that's not him.
Second and a half or 2 seconds I've ever experienced in any interview I've ever done.
Yeah, that's his daughter. Okay. That's after his daughter.
Yeah. This is child.
But whatever happened that day. Was there a new Mike Tyson that came the next day?
No, I did some cocaine for a week. I had to get high. I had to back then. I had to get high. I couldn't handle it at all. You have to go. You understand, right? Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Look at him sweating, man.
Want to take the stuff off?
How wild is that?
Yeah.
That's tough, man. I couldn't imagine losing a child, dude. That's just too much.
Not only that, could you imagine interviewing one of the most dangerous men in the world with his hands?
Mm-hmm. He's like, and all you of gotta a sudden, go now.
You see in his eyes something switch and go, you have to leave now. Yeah. You understand, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be like,
yep, I'm out.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Whatever you need.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, Mike.
Wow. But yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what July brings.
I know I will watch, and I probably will gamble on it. So
probably
it is. What it
I've
is.
Watched a lot worse on TV. So
yeah.
Who do you think they're going to
like those hurricanes?
Yeah, no crap.
Who do you think who you think Vegas is going to favorite?
Mm-hmm. It had to be Tyson, man. It's boxing.
I would assume Tyson.
It's his. That's his sport, dude.
You think?
Yeah.
Or are they going to go with Jake because of the age?
I don't know.
I think he got to go Tyson.
If Jake Paul's favorite, I would bet on it. Because Tyson's, that's his element. I don't care how much older he is than this kid. And this kid can, according to what you looked up, this kid doesn't outweigh him like he did other guys that he was able to hit and just debilitate. You know, just, blunt force trauma. It's the other way around this time.
Yeah.
And
not only that, his friends, there's been videos of him, like his friends will be talking. And he'll be like, you don't think I can beat Mike, do you? And he's going, look, man. All his friends are going, I've supported you in everything. And I don't want to say anything bad here. But I've been seeing him train. And I don't want you to do this fight.
This is a bad business decision for you. You might get down quickly. So, yeah. I don't know, man. We're all back together and we'll see what sports holds, especially this weekend. Very big. Yeah. We got the Masters next weekend.
The Masters?
Golf. Yes, sir.
Cool.
Green jackets. So, anyway, well, I'm glad we're all back.
Who's going to win the Masters, Kenny?
I want more Rory McIlroy, but I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think your number one golfer in the world will win the green jacket.
Think so. You gonna bet on it?
I don't know. That's hard. That's like Kyle picking NASCAR. One of so many. But do you miss Jim Nance at the Final Four? We usually have him on everything. Super Bowls, Final Fours, the Masters, everything. And he's not doing the Final Four this year. But, you know, I don't know. I always thought he had the greatest job, just call sports. I'd never quit his job.
No.
You're at the Masters 1 week, Pebble Beach, the Final Four, the Super Bowl. Come on, man. What a life.
Absolutely.
What a life to call football games. So, and all sports, just to broadcast. University of Houston guy made good. He was roommates with Freddie Couples in college. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they knew that.
They went off both to do big things in their fields, professional fields. So, anyway.
Very cool.
Well, man, so we're back at it.
We are. Before we wrap up, Hurricanes clinched.
Oh, they're in the playoffs.
Season.
Okay. They did.
How are we feeling?
I was there that night.
Were you really?
I was.
Just being in the postseason tournament, you have a chance, right?
Yep.
So that's all you can ask for.
They actually look really good right now.
Mm-hmm. I know tonight was just off.
Yeah.
They've been off since Sunday or something. You know, 4 days off doesn't apparently do well with them. So
you can only give them about a day or two off.
Yeah. Anything else, they become rusty, obviously.
Immediately.
Yeah. Sports start to get really hot through the NFL draft, and then we're going to go through a little summer with just baseball. And then when college football gets here, that sports equinox in the fall where we have all the sports going on at the same time.
Just think of the parlays.
Oh, gosh.
I'll be busy. NASCAR's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We got sports. Sports never stop, man. They're always. And now that people can bet on everything, it's insane. I never knew it had gotten to this expansive, level. Right?
Yeah.
That first to score, method of scoring, halftime, end
crazy.
Of it. It's real time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see it changing in front of you, and you can get in at any time.
Yep.
Or get out sometimes.
That's right. That is it. That's right. It's I don't know. I never thought I would live in this part of the country and see that. You know, I just thought right. growing up here, Bible Belt kind of thing, that would never be this stuff available. But you're right. Like everything else we've ever seen for change, it's all about money. So, anyway.
Absolutely. Oh, it is That's nice to be back together.
It is.
It is.
How can people find us, Joey?
Oh, man.
I beat you to it because I freeze all the time.
I remember. How about Facebook?
That works.
How about some Instagram?
Love it.
How about some Twitter?
X.
Or X if yes. you're feeling nasty.
I got it.
You got it. Well, until next time, fellas, we'll hopefully be back on next week. And we got a little birthday celebration to do for somebody next week.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Getting old, boys.
Good stuff. All right. Well, until next time, fellas, I'm Joe.
And I'm Kenny.
Goodbye. You haven't left me yet, have you? Did you stick around this long? Once again, we're just over here talking crap, hanging out. Kenny's birthday's coming up. Happy birthday to you. Come on back next week. Let's see what happens. Maybe we'll get something, Kenny, something cool. Maybe we won't. Maybe we won't even invite him to the podcast. We'll do it Wednesday night. We'll see what happens. Y'all keep it sleazy.